thank God, you know, that he's directed all of our paths where we can encourage one another and inspire one another to get blessed, to come to a point of strength, knowing who we are, knowing what we've received. And, you know, we truly are as he is in this world. As Jesus is at the right-hand side of God, so are we in this world. And when we get that in our heart, you know, that to the point of it, we really believe it, you know, then it becomes our confession. You know, what we believe in our heart, we say with our mouth. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And this has been a great journey. You know, the whole life, my whole life as a believer has been a great journey, ups and downs, side turns, diversions, different doctrines. And, but, you know, because the heart is after God, like God knows each of our hearts and he knows our desire for him. And as we've stayed pursuing God, you know, whatever road we've been on, he's able to get us onto the right track, you know, that way of holiness, so to speak, like it says in Isaiah, you know, where there's no ravenous beasts. And that if we go to the left or the right, we hear a word behind us saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Now, our God is a loving heavenly Father. He cares about each of our needs. He cares about your heart, your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, your physical bodies, your finances, your relationships, your fellowship. And God is so very, very kind and gracious and loving. And, you know, his compassions are new every morning and his mercy is great. And we need that in our lives all the time, you know, because there's so many things that could take us off if we pay attention. But as we practice the wonderful words that we've been receiving, you know, the sound doctrines and the sound words from God, the heavenly words from God, not man's tradition, not man's working of the scriptures. I like what you were saying about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Sangate was sharing with me. He said the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it was a good tree. It wasn't a bad tree, but it is way below par from where Adam and Eve were getting their source of information before they took. And so, you know, so today we can also go for low par information. And being born again of the Holy Spirit of God, we've got that direct access to God and we can get our direct information from God, that those heavenly words, that rhema, that fresh bread. And when I actually started to understand, you know, the things that Sangate was encouraging, you know, that is the rhema word, it's the words from God, the heavenly words that we receive and do. And then when I started to practice this way, everything started to change for me. You know, God took me on a journey about our words, faith and confession. It started there for me. And from there, my understanding grew. And as I began to practice, then the words that I was learning, those words become spiritual wisdom and understanding to me. You know, because we can all hear the same words. We can all read the same words. But unless God is enlightened, it's just words. It's just, it's knowledge. But we want that spiritual revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's what God gives to us when our hearts are humble and ready to receive from him and willing to do what he wants us to do. And so as I began practicing this way from coming back from India, you know, I've just stayed with God. I've been practicing speaking in tongues, practicing honoring God, practicing speaking by the Spirit, encouraging the people that come to me, giving them what God puts in my heart to give to them, directing them to go to God, letting them free to move. No restrictions, no you must come to me or anything like that, but let them go to God. And, you know, I've just seen so much wonderful things happen. God's faithfulness to take care of every need in every area, in every department. And so for me, I'm just very, very thankful to God. And we had last week, we had women visit from America, the Women Standing Strong. There was 9 women that came over and is coordinated by Feeder Rawlins, wonderful woman of God. and she's got great heart, and she organised these events for these women, and they wanted to come to England, and that was arranged in 2019, but then the lockdown came. So the trip happened last week, and so we were organised. We had a minibus to pick everyone up from the airport, and God was just showing me so many wonderful things. And one of the things was that, you know, when we used to go to India, the service of the believers to the visitors was impeccable. You know, they would make sure we was taken care of, we were looked after, and they took great care of us when, every time we went to India. And I seen this service through me, Kim, Danny, Amber, Becky Jancy, and Jason. When these guys come, we serve them. Like, it was just a natural thing. And God was bringing pictures to my mind of India many, many times in different situations. And so in our heart was just to really bless these women. You know, they had their plans of what they wanted to do and where they wanted to go. And we were hosting them. So we would take them to where they wanted to go, what they wanted to do. And I remembered also Sagate saying, like, you know, when, you know the hungry people, because you don't have to go looking for them. They'll come to you. So even though all these women were there, I wasn't putting myself out to any of them in the sense of, okay, is there anything you want me to share? Or is there anything you want to share with me? I didn't do any of that. I just let God open the door, and certain people came to me, and it was very profitable, and God was giving wonderful words, lots of encouragement. And what really blessed me was seeing the heart and service of Danny and Amber. I mean, these guys served. And they were, you know, speaking heavenly words to these women, ministering. So much deliverance took place. And, you know, these guys served their hearts out. And it was noticed, you know, from all of us, it was noticed by the women that come. And it just showed me our great growth. And all we've done is stayed, since I come back from India, is stayed here. We haven't been anywhere. But we've been practicing the words that we've been given, the encouragement we've been given by Sangha. I've been practicing it, and then I've been encouraging it to the people that connect to me. And not just Danny and Amber, but there's other people that connect to me. And God, you know, is sending those laborers, those hungry ones. And, you know, so he does the work. It's not that we can manufacture it. I don't have to go, oh, I'm going to go and speak to this believer. Maybe they connect to me. We just live our life before God, and we put our desire before him. And so my heart, my desire has always been to see God's word move throughout all the world, and to be a great part of doing that, to see the fellowships grow, to see leaders come, to get them to start their fellowships. And we've begun that, you know, and God is doing the work. And it's like, I've done really nothing apart from encourage and practice the things myself and encourage these guys. So to see the great change in myself, I learned a lot about myself when these women visited. I learned a lot about Danny and Amber and Becky and Jason and Kim. And, you know, that really we have been practicing the right way, and we are seeing fruit. The fruit's coming through the ground. And we know that more things are going to happen. And, you know, we just had a wonderful time. On the Tuesday, we done a fellowship at Danny and Amber's fellowship. And Danny and Amber had not witnessed, but the door opened for them to share with this guy that belonged to a mega church. And he kind of left the mega church, started his own little fellowship in the hall opposite to where Danny and Amber live. And he's been going to Danny and Amber's fellowship now. So he hired the hall for us. He said, oh, okay, I'll take care of this and you can bring everyone in. So there was about over 20 people there. And Danny was, there was one believer that come with the women, one of the women, but Danny just recognized something. There was something about her. There was some type of need, and he didn't know what. And then he began to share, and then God just showed him, and then he spoke this into this lady's life, and she got so much deliverance. It's a personal thing, so I won't go into it, but it was just amazing deliverance, and how God can, you know, just reveal to us, if we're walking with him, he will show us what the needs are, so that we can give his solution. because we're not given our own solution or knowledge, but we're given God's imparting to others God's wisdom concerning their life and their situation. And so when we're walking by the Spirit of God, then we'll be attentive to these things. And so on a personal level, when I was sharing of a few people, I was able to minister to a couple and also speak some wonderful words from God into their lives. And it was just such a really wonderful time. Kim was doing all the driving. She loves to drive. But all of us was just loving the service. And it's in the service and ministering to other people that, you know, you get to see a lot of things from God and that you get greatly encouraged and you want to do more. You want to serve God's people more because you want them to be, you know, to have the very best. You want them to be so blessed. And so there was a great mindset change for me from years before to how these people came. And they all went back blessed that, you know, there's some, I put a sharing from their visit on the website. So you can go and listen if you want to hear their sharings and testimonies. And God is, you know, and amongst them, amongst themselves, they had great things happen and God was revealing and doing things. And so we just served. We was up early in the morning, back late in bed at night. So up at 6, in bed at 1, half 1 after we dropped them off because they were 45 minutes from where we live. So we drop them off every morning, every night, and we pick them up every morning and then we'd just go. And it was just an amazing time and we were able to bless people as well. Like if we went out for a meal, I was inspired to pay for certain people's meals as God showed me. And Kim would say, okay, can we bless this person? And I said, yeah, love, we'll do that. And it was just really, really full sharing, that koinonia, full sharing in every department. And so it was a great, great time. And then from that, I realized, you know, that you can have masses of people, but it's not about the masses initially. It's about the ones. The ready ones. And Sandgate's always shared this. You know, it's about that one person that really desires, you know, so I was encouraging the guys here, look, you pray for that one laborer. You know, just ask God to send you that hungry one, those that will receive your words gladly, that you can direct them to God, that they're going to walk with the Heavenly Father and that they become followers, you know, of the Lord Jesus Christ through our example and life and living. And so the guys were, you know, were all in agreement. And so when these women went back, you know, I had Becky Jancy and Amber, they come together and I was speaking with them. So I encouraged them. I encouraged Jason. I encouraged Danny. And so I said, look, you know, now's the time. Like now's the time. Really pray for that one hungry person. And while in fact on the Thursday when these women were here, we done a fellowship in Amber's laborers, her name's Helen. She looks after dogs and she had to go and see this new customer about looking after a dog. And she was there with this woman for like 1 hour. And then she, you know, they didn't even get around to talking about dog because she just started speaking about God. And this woman ended up coming to the fellowship on Thursday. She said, I want to know, can I come? Can I come to this fellowship? And so this lady came. And so this Helen, like, she is a real laborer. She really goes to God. She really walks by the Spirit of God. And she's very confident that God, you know, will give her the words. She has no Bible background or anything like that. But she's really speaking heavenly words, very fruitful. She's brought many to Danny and Amber's fellowship and it's just flourishing and growing. And then I also see that God has opened up many doors for certain people around the world now, you know, connecting and, you know, coming for one-on-ones, desiring. And and God had me write down every day who I speak to. So I just put the day in the day and I write down who's called. And, you know, was it a text message? Was it audio? Was it face to face? So I write down every, and my book is so filled up now, I got to start a new book because I just feel like a couple of pages a day sometimes. Like even yesterday was a relaxed day, for me, but I, you know, there was so many people calling, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they're all, you know, great one-on-ones. I learned so much from the one-on-ones with the people calling and asking me certain things, because I'm not God. You know, I'm just a minister and a believer, and I just ask God to give me the words to help whoever's calling me and what to say. But, you know, some of the things they're sharing is just so hot. And now the people are coming back that are connecting to me, sharing what God's doing and the doors he's opening for them. So, you know, this walk is just really simple. It's, you know, it's very simple. We've got away from arguing over doctrine. You know, this, the doctrine, issue will always be there. You know, there'll always be a division over doctrine. But what I would say is, you know, as you begin to practice and receive what, and speak forth what God puts in your heart, you won't have to argue, because your fruit will tell the story. Your fruit will show the power of God. Your fruit will show the deliverance that people are receiving. Your fruit will show that the people are prospering. Because all the guys that have connected to me in here in Bristol, my son, my daughter-in-law, Becky, these guys weren't prospering. They were struggling. And then so when I come back from India and started to encourage them to speak in tongues much, speak by the Spirit, practice doing that, and honor God. Like, you need to do this. This is the first thing. Honoring God is the least area you use your faith. And so this is very very important, very fundamental to do. If you want to see all grace abound, if you want to see the fruits of your righteousness increase in the sense of the works that you do for God that he gives to you. And so these guys are now prospering. You know, Becky Jancy's prospering. Jason's prospering. Danny's prospering. Amber's prospering. And, you know, because they're honoring God with their first fruits. You know, they're not just given a tithe, but with their first fruits. And so Becky Jancy, I'll share her a testimony because she's not on here. She's away this weekend. She really desired a Chesterfield leather settee. So, you know, if anyone knows what a Chesterfield leather settee is, they're very expensive. And she was praying to God, I really like one of them, God. It'd be really nice looking in the living room. Well, anyway, her partner, Jack, he works for rubbish clearance. And he clears rubbish and house clearances and stuff like that. So he works for a company that does that. And they had to go to this real posh house to do some house clearance. And so the guy that they was clearing the house for, his wife had died, and he was downgrading. And he had two green, nearly brand new Chesterfield leather settees. And so Jack said, do you want us to clear these out too? He said, yeah. He said, you know, I don't need them now. He said, oh, my wife really wants one of these. She said, well, you can take them. They're yours. So she got her Chesterfield leather, you know, settee. And then Kim was desiring to have our kitchen floor tiled. And tiles are pretty expensive. Well, Danny is a tiler. And he was tiling this rich guy's house. And he paid £6,000 for all these tiles to be let down on his kitchen floor. And he had about £2,000 worth of tiles left over. And Danny was saying, oh, my mum would love them on her floor, like just chit-chatting and stuff like that. He said, well, I don't need them. You can have them. So now all those tiles are in my outside shed. And so, you know, we got blessed with these really expensive tiles. Is about £2,000 worth, you know, and our kitchen's not that big, but it'd do the job. And so we were really thankful for that. And Danny said he'll lay it for us for nothing. So, you know, God is doing these are just a couple of little testimonies, but God is doing so many great things in our finances, in our fellowship, in the increase, in the growth. And all these guys are doing, they're putting God first in their life. I don't chase them or anything. They come, they connect regularly every week. In fact, some of them call me every day. They don't have to, but they desire to. And we just have great fellowship and encouragement, or they're asking questions, or they got something that they want to share with me that God is doing. And so, you know, when we follow the sound way, like the sound doctrine, And just practice it. You've got to practice it. You've got to put it into action. Now, this is one thing that I lacked many years ago when I was going to India, because I've seen all the healings. You know, I've ministered the healings, seen great things happen, miracles. But I wasn't fully catching what was being said. You know, what Sagitt was encouraging. And, you know, I was letting the other doctrine come in, what we learned previously. I was letting that take authority over that. And because that's how I was taught, you know, I was taught PFAL and intermediate and advanced class and all the other things we've done. So it was kind of blinded me from seeing the simplicity that is in Christ. And so it wasn't until God got me on my own for like 3 or 4 years, and I was connected with no one. God was still taking care of me because he's faithful. And then God just worked in me. Where I needed to connect, what I needed to do, I needed to be humble, I needed to be willing to practice. And then God just put in my heart, if you want to see if this is real, then you got to do it. You got to make that commitment to do it. And so when I went to India and I realized this is where God really wanted me to connect, to be fed, to be encouraged, to get these heavenly words, I made a committed decision that, okay, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this with all my heart. In fact, actually, I need to prove it. And we know it says in Romans 12:2, no, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, I'm being renewed as I move, as I practice, and I'm proving what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, you know, and I'm proving it to myself. Now I'm fully persuaded. So God works with our faith here, get us to the point of being fully persuaded. And once you're fully persuaded, you don't turn back. You don't get deviated. You don't get sidetracked. You recognize when someone is saying something, it sounds good, sounds biblical, but you know it's not there. You know it's not on the money, so to speak. And so, you know, God is really leading us by his spirit. It's a rest in him. It's by his grace. We can't make anything happen with our knowledge, with our effort, with our skills, personal skills. But it's as we rest in God, as we receive these words with a humble heart, with a willing heart to do. And then we just begin to practice. You know, we begin like all that Jesus Christ began both to do. You know, he received from the Father, he began to do it. And then he taught these things. And then he encouraged these things. And so God wants us to really go to him. If you don't know your direction, you know, because we all got to have a direction. You know, we may have been in the Word for many years, but we still feel that then there's, I need a specific direction. You go to God for that. Father, you put your direction in my heart, your vision. Put your desires in my heart. Work your desire in me. Because God is always working in us both to will and to do with his good pleasure. Actually, he's working his desires in you. It's only our faults that can counteract that desire, because we don't think it's, you know, we just think it's a stray thought coming in. But, you know, God really loves you. He really wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be healthy. He wants you to have much fruit to your account in every department of your walk before him. And he says, all you got to do is rest. All you got to do is just do what I put in your heart. Just follow my lead. Stop getting shaken up with all these different doctrines. But if you've got the Spirit of God, you can discern. And the only way you'll get to know is put it to the test. Do it. Apply it. And this is what I've been encouraging these guys. You're not going to see nothing unless you put it into action, unless you begin to practice these simple things. And it's a practice. It's everyday practice with God, not manufactured, not with effort, but with a heart. And okay, God, I receive these words gladly, and I'm going to do this, and I thank you for the results. And once you start getting the results from practicing, you just know it's the right way. You just know. No one can talk you out of it. And then you get an excitement in you that you really want to encourage many people as you can. So now when I pray for laborers, it's really with that earnest desire, you know, that earnest prayer. Father, you send me the ready ones, the ones that are searching, the ones that are hungry to move this way. You give them to me. You bring them to my airport. I'm the airport. You bring them to me. And I said to the guys, they're ready to land now. These, the ready ones are there. They're there. And now you're ready. Now you're able to receive them. Because if an airport isn't ready, it can't receive any planes. And if we're the airport, you know, our runway has to be ready. And to be ready is just to have a willing heart and say, okay, God, I cease from my own works and I allow you to work. So there's many other things I could share. I mean, there's just so many testimonies, so many great things that God is doing. And your prayer and desire to God, he will bring it to pass. Like I prayed to God, Father, you bring, I've been all over the world. And I still desire to travel too. But now at this time, now you start bringing the people to my front door. And because I'm not doing things in my own strength anymore, God, you know I'm not. So now bring them. And then he brought the women. And then I got a phone call from Sangay, and we're going to have the blessing of Nzomi come and stay from August the 14th to the 13th. And then I also believe Marie Carroll wants to come and stay. So I know God's going to bring even more people. And in the meantime, you know, we're seeing new doors open up for us to speak his word boldly, to give people his light, his deliverance, his encouragement. And it's all about the encouragement. You know, when we're arguing over different subject, topic matters, you're not giving encouragement. And all our words should be encouragement, you know, get people to go to God, to show how good and loving he is. So we just give these wonderful heavenly words. And I am thankful for my minister, Sangha, like he is a faithful man. And he's got the fruit to prove what he's saying. And his leaders also have the fruit to prove that if you practice this way, then you will also get the same results, because God is not a respecter of person. He that reverences God and works righteous with God in every nation. So I know, and this is my also my confession, that England is in line with the increase of India and Nepal, and wherever the word's moving mightily, because we are practicing this well. I don't expect nothing less. I expect great things to happen, and it will be in God's timing. And in the meantime, we just continue to practice and stay faithful. So that's what I wanted to share. That's what God put in my heart. So God bless you.